I feel more Sicilian since I got here. Do you feel the same? You're not even Sicilian. You're not Italian at all, right?
Zero. But you know what? I've noticed the Sicilian coming out in you.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
is that a good thing?
It's a very good thing. And I feel no anger whatsoever. Some people feel like they have to see all of Italy, and I get that. But Sicily's a small little part of it, and you should spend some serious time here.
I actually feel like I got better looking since I got here, too. What do you think?
A tanner and better looking.
Definitely tanner.
Yeah, there's a lot of sun going on here right now.
How much wine have we had?
Several glasses.
Today, at least today.
Yeah, just one or two glasses today.
Right, and now we're going to try chocolate, Italian
chocolate. Do not worry, this is not coming from cacao from Sicily. They're bringing it in. So we're going to be very judgmental about this because we've been to some places that have good chocolate. So this might not be perfect.
And this is one of many experiences you can have when you sign up with Fox World Travel and Rose Gray, right?
Exactly. You know what? We've got it down to a science. We've got it measured out day to day, minute by minute, give you some free time, give you some opportunities to do excursions in the best possible way.
You're good at your job.
I like you.
All right. This is one of many trips you can join us on. We got, Cancun next year. We got Hawaii.
We could get some more people on that. The Hawaii thing is sold out, but get your name on a wait list. Mm-hmm. We've had a couple cancellations on this particular trip.
And I think we will promise that if you sign up for something that we still have room for, we will have a glass of wine or a drink with you when you want to.
We are the most fun people, I know.
Yeah, I think so. I think that's been determined. All right, ciao from, where are we at?
Ciao, Bella.
Marica, Sicily.
Yeah.
Ciao. Welcome to another edition of Scafidiology. This one, they're all great, and I love chatting up about fun stuff, and we've had some radio folks on. Now, one of my next guests is also radio and the expert of all experts that I know in the travel biz. She is Rose Gray, Fox World Travel. Rose Gray, how are you?
I'm really well. I'm kind of in my off season now. I don't have another trip till your trip in February, and I'm enjoying being home for a little bit.
And we dragged along one of our mutual friends, Dennis Kozel, who's probably been, well, I'll ask you, Dennis Kozel, how many listener trips have you been on? Probably a lot.
Five, seven, eight, a bunch.
Because I'm up to five or six or seven
now.
Yeah, I think so. Yep. So I thought, how about since the holidays, you know, this will air right around Christmas and New Year's and stuff, maybe into the next year. Let's talk about listener trips from the perspective of the sister of how this all happens, right? You guys assist people to match maybe a talent person or a celebrity with a specific experience. And as you said, we've done a bunch. And then one of the people who goes on some of these trips, that's how I first met Dennis and his wife, Stacy, who I call Sis now because I never had a sister. And she's like a sister that I discovered late in life. Who's smarter, you or Stacy?
She's smarter.
Yeah, I think they need to go to trivia night, and then you can find
them
out.
Then both of us, right. Yeah.
But anyway, so that experience, I think, is so much fun, having done a bunch of them now in different countries around the world. So let's start with the basics. Why does Fox decide that these are the experiences that people need to have? They want to go on them.
Right. So we reach out to people that we know have a great fan base. That'd be a Steve Scafidi or a Gene Miller or any one of the radio personalities at WTMJ or elsewhere. I mean, we also do listener trips with people who are not media people, but they've got a platform. So you've got a platform and you can make your announcement about the trip and then people can hear about it. Now, we reach out to the celebrity and say, you know, what would you like to do? What would interest you? And if you said, you know, something absolutely off the charts that nobody would go on, we would say, that's a terrible idea,
what
Steve.
What if I said I wanted to ride a horse across Hawaii shirtless with smoking a cigar?
Well, that's
probably not going to happen.
We could make that part come true. But you said the magic.
That's an image nobody wants.
Nobody. But you said something in that sentence that we would glom onto, which is Hawaii. So Hawaii? Mm-hmm. Yep. That could work because you've got an interest in Hawaii. There's some history there. You've never been there, that kind of a thing. But if somebody just picks some really, really crazy place, we would have to talk you. Or if you had a selfish reason for going, my wife and I have always talked about going to, whoa, wait a minute, this isn't about you and your wife. This is about you and your guests.
Yeah.
So we gotta hone it in a little bit.
One of the things that I really love about the listener trips and that experience, one you've been on mine, is the people you meet. And we met Dennis and Stacy on our Tuscany trip, which sort of reached legendary just appreciation, because it was the coming together of a lot of different kinds of people, but we just meshed in a really unique way. And Dennis, you were part of that experience. It was so much fun. I think it was my second trip to Italy. I don't know how many times you had been there. But the experiences we had, I want you to just lay out for people like what that felt like and what that experience as a group, which is very different, Rose, from the individual, you know, husband and wife or partner's trip, what that felt like for you.
See, and I think for us, you know, it's just not about the destination and seeing things and, you know, visiting tourist-like things, but it's the experience with others kind of stuff. And as we've gone on the listener trips, I think one thing we've discovered is when we meet new people on the trip, everyone can kind of talk travel. And you say, hey, I've been here. You know, I've not been there. I've been here. Well, how'd you like it? What'd you like best? You have like an immediate connection about travel and a common interest. And then, you know, stuff just happens. You know, I think we were with you in Tuscany and then Scotland. So we're taking a break. We're all taking a walk before dinner, whatever. And you decide, hey, let's go in this bar. You know, and so we go in the bar, and then one of the gentlemen from Scotland wanders up and starts talking to us, political stuff. But it was just a fun, you know, it's not like it's the trip. It's just the experiences with people on the trip kind of stuff too. So
yeah, it's you know, we talk about the schedule on the trip, like these are the things we're going to do, but Dennis just highlighted it's the add-ins that we just spontaneously do on our own. And you've done so many of these now. I mean, how many listenerships have you done?
Oh, dozens. And we make sure we build a little free time in, and we give on-air personality some wiggle room for this is how you hang out with these people. Some people want to have dinner with you, some people want to have drinks with you, some people, and sometimes this brings the guest into the fold, if you will, because they were very hesitant about group travel. I don't want to be led around by the nose. I don't want to be handheld the entire way. But then they find out there's benefits to that, and we don't treat you like a third grader on a field trip. We treat you like an adult who happens to love this on-air personality, and you have something in common with him.
When you think about these sorts of trips, a family can make a decision. They can go just on their own or with a group travel experience. Not necessarily a listener trip, but a group travel experience. Give me the yays and nays, the yin and yang of the differences of those things.
So I'm going to tell you something my father told me many, many years ago when he went kicking and screaming on his first group trip. He didn't want to do it. I'm a DIY guy. Well, that probably wasn't a phrase or an acronym back then, but he was like, I've done all my travel myself my whole life. I don't think I'm going to like this. Well, let's not start off with a chip on our shoulder, Dad. Let's have an open mind about this. And the second or third day, he said to me words that I continue to use for promoting group travel. I get it now. Within the structure lies the freedom. We've mapped it all out, but we haven't given you, we haven't tethered you to each other. You can go off and do things on your own. And you can even say, not on every itinerary, but often, I'm not going today. I'm not going today. We're in this hotel for two nights, and we're spent. We're done. And the activity you've got planned for today isn't of interest to us, so we're going to find something else to do. See you tonight at dinner.
Great example was we were in Sicily and Malta recently, and some of the folks, they sort of peeled away. I went off to see some of the ancient stuff. I love touching the old things, and they stayed and just relaxed at the hotel. It's not like you have to do this stuff. There's freedom built in. And I was going to ask you, Dennis, because you've done a bunch of these along with Stacy. When you're on these trips and you experience these things, they sort of layer and build on top of each other, because you talked about the shared experience, but also the storytelling that mm-hmm. we're talking about, things like you turned me on to some places that I never even thought about going to visit, including Africa, which we're going to talk about on an episode of WTMJ Outdoors. That sort of shared experience and the storytelling is part of the reason I love doing these trips.
I agree. And even like with us, with our trips, it seems it's an older generation-ish, but there's always like some young people. We've had like 30-year-old.
You mean 40, like me?
Yeah.
No, not like, no, I meant younger people.
Oh, younger.
Younger.
Oh, I see.
But, you know, in their 30s, and it might be a person traveling by themselves. They'll go out by themselves, but then they'll come back and they might join you for dinner. And you have the shared experiences across many different levels of life kind of stuff.
All right. So at one point, both of you went on your like first international trip. So you know, because I've had these conversations with people that we've been on, that when we went on a listener trip, it was their first time out of country. And I can see how that could be daunting. I remember my first international trip was to England 25 or 30 years ago. And, you know, you don't know. You haven't been in these big airports. Mine was Heathrow. And whether it's a German airport or an Italian airport or wherever you are in the world, it can be daunting. So what do you say, Rose, from the travel expert side of things?
I'd say we're a safety net. It's a safety net. You feel very confident that in the event I get botched up in customs or I fill something out wrong or I miss a transfer, I've got a phone number and somebody that I can call to help me.
And you on the experience side, the traveler side.
What I was going to say was that, Stacy, before we got with Fox, we did a lot of trips that Stacy planned by herself.
She's good at that, though.
She's good at that. We were at the Galapagos, the Amazon, 3 weeks in Alaska, ending with the Arctic Ocean, looking at polar bears. But then it was 2018 with Egypt. And, you know, you're a little shaky about going to Egypt by yourself, not by yourself, but without the support kind of stuff. So we booked the Egypt trip. Actually, Rose, that's where we met the dangerously funny Rose Gray. Right?
You know, I like the dangerously funny.
Yeah, but then the big thing, Stacy could really relax, I could relax. Stuff happens. And, you know, pretty good problem solver, but it's just nice to relax knowing that if something happens, someone is there to help out.
That's really it, because I listen to your show every Saturday. Either I'm doing something at the house or I'm just sitting in a chair, you know, sort of half paying attention to a TV show. But I always lock in on Saturday mornings at 9 because I want to hear what Fox World Travel, Rose Gray, has to say about this stuff. It's sort of those little lessons about travel. And you hit these things every week, right? Passport. Where's your passport? Keep it safe. You know, the trick with the shoe, you put one shoe in the safe with your passport so you don't leave, you know, your passport sitting there. Because that, trust me, that's happened on a trip and it's like a major headache for the boss and the other travelers who want to get to where they're going.
Right.
So those little tips, that's a big part of the travel experience.
Right. And I feel like you got to go with experts and you got to go with veterans. I mean, you know, we've been around since 1960. Fox World Travel has been around since 1960. I feel like I've been working for Fox since 1960.
That's not possible.
Not quite right.
No.
But so we share among ourselves. We say, did you guys see that you now need a visa for this country? Don't get fooled by these websites that are trying to suck you in and get you to buy the visa on their website. It's a scam. It's way too much money, that kind of a thing. And so we make sure that we're protecting you from all of those kinds of things that can interfere with what should be a stress-free vacation.
All right, I didn't give you guys a heads up that I was going to do this, but let's talk like top 3 to 5 travel tips as experienced travelers, and you both have been all over the world numerous times in some of the same places, and I think you've been on every continent. And have you been on every continent too, Dennis?
Seven. Yeah.
Seven?
States, United.
Lest they create a new one at some point or
yeah.
Or the thing splits, like Africa's splitting.
Or maybe we go to a planet next.
Yes, yes.
How about
would
that?
Would that be the next?
I would love it.
The next Fox will travel.
All right, so let's talk about the hot button top tips of travel, international travel.
Okay, I'm going to let Dennis go first.
Well, not forgetting your passport.
Or make sure it's updated.
Yeah. Antibiotics in case you get sick or medicines to make sure you get sick. Do not put your medicines, which we've not done. We've had people put their medicines on their checked luggage, which is a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Because when it gets lost, then you don't have your
meds. We ran into that problem in Sicily, I believe.
We did.
Yeah.
We did.
Yeah. So
those are good tips. I mean, you're obviously a medical professional. You're a psychiatrist. Mm-hmm. And so that stuff matters. And people sometimes, yeah, I've got my prescriptions, but, you know, maybe you have like a record. You should bring a record of what you take. You never know what's going to happen on a trip, Rose.
Absolutely. And over-the-counter drugs. Do you have Tylenol and Excedrin and Benadryl and all of those kinds of things that, yeah, you could probably find a pharmacy if you needed to, but you've got it right there with you. I also am a big, big advocate for learning a little bit of the language for the country that you're going to arrive in and not being the ugly American. You know, we do have a reputation and we do hear the concerns from some people who say, you know, in this global world we live in now, are we welcome? Do people like us? Should we really be traveling? Sure. As long as you can behave yourself, can you behave like a civilized human being and not represent your company in country in a very negative way?
Rose Gray is joining us. Dennis Kozel is also joining us. We're going to double dip on this thing. It's not just going to be the Scafidiology podcast. We're also going to take it to WTMJ Outdoors because our next few minutes of conversation have to do with the continent of Africa. You've both been there recently. That's the ultimate, in my opinion. I haven't been there yet. I hope to go at some point. And actually, I will touch it with my trip to Egypt in March. So I guess I can't see that. But the outdoors experience there, you both been there recently. We'll start with you, Rose. I mean, that experience is unique, unlike any other, right?
It is. And when I was in Kenya last month, it was my very first time not doing South Africa. So I've done South Africa four times because I love it so much. I love everything about it. I love how the safari life is, but I also love Cape Town. And I love the Nelson Mandela story. And I love the winelands in Stellenbosch and Franschhoek. You all know I do love my wine. And there's a wine there called Pinotage.
She literally brought me wine today.
Yeah. there's a wine there called Pinotage, which you can only get in Africa. Well, they only produce it in Africa.
Pinotage.
We had Pinotage every day.
Oh, okay.
Every day.
So it must be good because Dennis is also a connoisseur.
Yeah. So anyway, I love all of that. Kenya was very, very different. Kenya was herds and herds of animals. And you hear about the Great Migration, and everybody wants to see the Great Migration. But it's like sort of saying, I want to know when the fall colors are, please. So that we can go to the northern Wisconsin and see the best fall. Well, we don't know. We don't know. We don't know when the Great Migration is going to be. It's happening all the time, essentially. So you're not going to see the Lion King. You're not going to see that. But it's different. It's herds and herds of animals interacting together. You can see zebra and impala and buffalo all together in the same herd. It's in the same field, if you will, in the Serengeti.
Dennis, you just got back from Africa recently. What was your takeaway? I mean, you've been there before, but I mean, every time's different. Every trip to a place is different.
See, I think for us, it's kind of, we like to get off the grid a bit, and you're not off the grid.
What does that mean in your
that
mind?
That you fly into Cape Town, you take another small plane to here, another small plane to a landing airport, and then they take you in jeeps to the camp. You know, so you're just kind of off by yourself.
You're out in the wilderness.
You're out in the wilderness.
No lights at night?
Well, sometimes you have to, if you're in a tent, you have to ask for someone to come get you if you need
really?
To see someone. They have to come get you to escort you.
Okay, the
or
obvious.
Or after dinner, they'll take you with flashlights to your tent as well.
Yeah. Obvious question people ask me about this, and I've never been to Africa. Safety. Any concerns? What should people be thinking about?
You should be thinking about the outfit you're booking with. Because while I was in Kenya, we had a group that was leaving a week later to Tanzania. Does everybody know there was a political uprising in Dar es Salaam because there was a crooked election that went on, which we won't get into that. That's another show for another time. But we weren't anywhere near. Our group was going nowhere near. Tanzania, you could fit like four Wisconsins in Tanzania. So this was as far west as you could get, and our group was going to be in Arusha, Kilimanjaro area, and that's as far east as you can get. So although that was happening, we were in touch with our outfitter saying, are we still going? Let's and they were working on it. They were making sure we were safe, but they would never allow us as a partner from Fox World Travel to bring a guest into an unsafe area.
Talk about accommodations. You said you like to be off the grid. What did that feel like? Because people are going to ask me, okay, he's talking about Africa. What are we in? Are we in a tent? Are we in like a cabin? What's the situation?
It's a tent, but it's a very, very nice tent.
I saw the pictures. It looked
nice. They're very nice tents, and you have your own bathroom. Sometimes they have the shower outdoors, so you can look out over the animals and stuff like that. So it's very, very nice. Yeah.
How about the food?
Good. Outstanding, as a matter of fact. I feel like it's fresher than normal because they're bringing it in right from the fields and that kind of a thing. I've never had a meal that I didn't like in Africa. I mean, mm-hmm. I have to tell you, one time I ate some, I think it's elan, a big, big deer-like animal, and I could taste the gaminess of it, but that's as bad as it ever got.
What did you think of the food?
It was great. I was just thinking we were at a camp and they would have every night before dinner, they would have some of the local girls, one or two girls come in and they have them practice English. And they would go, tonight's menu is this, 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 and this.
Wow.
And it was just another a culture experience kind of a thing. But the food is great.
You know, Dennis was talking about that wine that you also, what was the name of it again?
Pinotage.
Yeah, I'm sure a million people are going to ask me this now when they listen to the podcast. One of the things I love about, and I haven't been to Africa yet, but one of the things I love about the international travel and the experience is the incredible variety of the wines, whether it's French, Italian, you're talking about African. It's unique everywhere, but they're all, different, but so good. And, you know, we get sort of stuck in our own habits back here. You know, I like Coppola wine. You know, I'll have that all the time when I'm eating at my favorite restaurant in Oak Creek. But to venture out internationally and experience what the tastes and cuisines are a big part of the experience. And that's another reason why people have to do the international thing, I think.
I agree. Absolutely agree. Get out of your comfort zone a little bit. And again, I know we're not talking to everybody. Now, everybody's going to say, I'm perfectly happy right here in New Berlin, Wisconsin, and I never want to leave. And that's fine. We respect that. But for those of us who want to live life to the fullest and see as much as we can, it's a big planet, and we're on it for a short time. Let's see as much as possible.
Someone will also ask me this question, so I'm going to ask it now. And you probably had some experience. You're not a hunter yourself, but at WTMJ Outdoors, which is going to sort of simulcast this part of the interview, we talk about hunting. And I know those opportunities exist in Africa. Is that something that Foxwood Travel could at least point you in the right direction on?
Absolutely. Positively. And things that Dennis pointed out is still going to apply to that kind of trip as well. Did you check the CDC for health recommendations? What kind of inoculations do you have to have? And again, what's the difference between a recommendation and a requirement? Dennis can probably speak to that even better.
Talk about that, because you were just there. What did you have to do? What do you have to be aware of?
Well, we went to a travel clinic, and they take your history, they look at where you're going, they look at exactly where you're going, and they see what's in that area, and then what you have to be inoculated with, too. So it's all boom, boom.
So are you coming from a yellow fever area? And that could be something as simple as changing planes in that country where you're still going to need a yellow fever. Hepatitis A is going to be recommended. Hepatitis B is going to be recommended. I think typhoid, Dennis, might
be
recommended.
About mosquitoes, what else you need to bring for that.
Anti-malaria.
Just the whole list of a travel clinic is what we do.
I want to give you an opportunity because you are Rose Gray of Fox Road Travel. If folks want to find out about the African experience or any of the international stuff, where do they go?
So our website is full of wonderful, wonderful content. That's foxworldtravel.com. You go to group vacations and you can actually see the laundry list of all the groups that we have, including the come-alongs with the likes of Steve Scafidi. Now, his are all sold out, but we're going to put some more together. That happens with
Steve.
Good to
know. Yeah. Good to know.
That happens with Steve. So, you can see them all there. But you can also travel as an individual. We get that there are still going to be people that do not want to do that. So 866-GO-FOX-GO, Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. Ask for somebody's help. But when you do an online inquiry, you're going to get a response within 24 hours.
They're so good at communication, trust me, because I've done email, I've done text, I've done everything, the website, it's the best. And even if you're doing a general search of things you might want to go do, because we're going to shift gears in a second, just talk about our favorite place we've been to, group travel, the list is long, I mean, including into next year. Are you already looking at 2027?
27 is going to be out in January.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
But
yep.
You got to plan ahead for this stuff.
You absolutely do. And they fill up. I just said, Scafidi's just fill up. So
yeah, Cancun and Hawaii next year.
Yeah, and we got more. We're working on Steve's 27 already. So be on the lookout. And again, it doesn't have to be group travel. It can be individual travel. I understand there's a need for that as well.
All right, we're shifting back to Scafidiology Podcast. Rose Gray, Fox World Travel here every Saturday, 9 to 10, right here on WTMJ. And Dennis Kozel joining us in studio as we sort of sort out travel and the international stuff we focused on. We talked about Africa a little bit. But I'm always interested in people's most favorite travel experience. Could be the people, could be the place, could be the food you had. I want to hear what Rose Gray's, I mean, you've had so many. This has got to be impossible. Give me, just narrow down to like two or three,
okay,
maybe.
But so this is one of the things that is on my biography, and I will continue to leave it on there. She's been as far north as Reykjavik, as far south as Portomont, Chile, and now I can say Ushuaia. I can actually been even
look
further
at
south.
Name dropping these cities.
And as far west as Papeete, and as far east as Asia, pick a city, pick a country. My favorite place on the planet is Brewer Spring Training.
I didn't expect that one, actually.
I love.
Really? Why?
I will not miss Brewer Spring Training if I can at all help it.
So you go like every year?
Every year.
No kidding.
Every year for a long time.
Is that
so
that?
Way back in the old days, we stayed at Dobson Ranch in Chandler, which is where they were. But then they moved and we've moved along with them. And so I may be there as long as 2 weeks. I may be there as short as 5 days. But when the schedule comes out and I can fit it in, I'm going to go to Brewer Spring Training. If you've never been and you are a Brewer fan,
I I told you that. I've never been.
Oh my gosh!
It's on my list.
It's an experience like none other for a Brewer fan. One game some years back, I sat right next to. I'm not kidding you. Mark Antanasio and Gord Ash.
There you go.
That was the most memorable thing of my life. So I love it all. I have to say Antarctica was a mind-blowing experience, and all my African travel is always mind-blowing.
I might have to go to Antarctica by myself. I don't know if I'm going to sell it to my lovely wife, Kathy. All right, Dennis, you've been everywhere for all kinds of cool stuff. I have a feeling I know, but I'm curious what your favorite travel experience of all time might be. And if you can't narrow it to one, give me a couple.
Well, first of all, I know Stacy would say Africa. We've been there so many times, and it's you're out in nature with the animals. That's one experience. We did the gorilla hunt in Uganda. Was fantastic. But for me, it's kind of between Antarctica and Cuba. Cuba was, again, for me, it's the people and the food and the culture. And the people down there, I believe wherever you travel, the people are the same. People are the same wherever you go. But down there, they were the same, but the governments, the oppressive government was coming like this, and it just sparked, I believe, the arts and the music and the theater down there. We had music at every meal, rode horses, the cars and stuff, but Cuba, Antarctica, and Africa would be the top three. What were you thinking?
I've done a bunch of them.
Go ahead.
What am I going to answer?
Not Italy.
Tuscany.
Tuscany, I was going
to
say.
I had been there before, but to experience in the way, and you guys still do this trip. What is the specific name?
Yeah, so it's a spoken hub type travel experience. We hunker down in like Monte Catini or some Tuscan village and then go out every day.
But the experiences, whether it's the cheese place or the Parma hams, but the group was amazing. It doesn't happen every trip. It just coalesced. We had great eating at a Tuscan farmhouse where the food just kept. We had no idea how much food we were going to eat. The two things:
a light lunch.
Yeah, light lunch, and then 14 courses later, it's like stop the potatoes, stop the pasta. I can't eat anymore. But we didn't put that same hand up when the wine courses were coming out because we also overconsumed. And we sang our way back home to one of our hotels. It was the culmination of all the things I love about travel. Great scenery, great people. And you talked about the ugly American. If you demonstrate as an American that you are not the ugly American, you will be welcomed with open arms. And I've had that experience wherever I've been, and I've been a few places. That's the experience you should seek out when you travel. I think if you put the work in, you get it back.
100%. If you make an attempt to get to know these people and ask them questions and
just talk.
Just talk to these people. We're all the same. We're all the same, like Dennis said.
All right. I'm going to use this for a promo. Best thing about traveling with me, Rose.
You are the most engaging on-air personality I have ever traveled with.
Oh, my God.
Ever.
That's
ever.
A big list.
That is a very big list. And lots of times people use these trips as a little bit of a vacation. Steve does not. You are the hardest working, most engaging host I've ever traveled with.
I should ask for more money. Go ahead, Dennis.
Well, I always enjoy having a glass of wine with you. But for me, it's like I made a friend when I was like 68 years old. You know, I made friends in high school, college, my career, but it's fun to make a new friend kind of stuff. So.
That's good. That's almost like a tearjerker.
I'm getting a little verklempt.
I have some bonus content that when you listen to the podcast, we're going to tack on at the end. It's, I don't know if you remember this. We were at a chocolate place in Sicily, and we were waiting in line. Do you remember this? And I interviewed you.
Yep.
It's about a 2-minute conversation. I went back and listened to it. One, we had already drank some wine.
Okay.
So for those,
yay!
It was dangerously fun. Rose
it was
gray,
it was incredibly honest and fun. So we're going to tack that on just as a little bonus content, and we'll probably put that on social
media.
Okay,
I have to tell you this though.
Sure.
That was the worst chocolate I've ever had in my life.
It was gritty.
Yeah.
The texture was
so
different.
They were very, very transparent and told you, we add the sugar late into the process. And so I just, for Thanksgiving, used the little dessert cups that I bought, and everybody at the table said, ooh, these are awful.
So same experience. We had bought, all of us bought a lot of, because you go, you want to buy the stuff that they have. So we're eating this stuff, and it's like, I don't like this. And every time I open my cabinet now, there's like 10 chocolate bars. of different flavors, but they have that incredible texture. And maybe that's just a Sicilian thing. I don't know. But every Sicilian I know, I mention that, and they go, I never heard of that.
Yeah.
So, whatever. Rose Gray, Fox Road Travel. How can folks find you?
Yeah, it's really easy. FoxRoadTravel.com, 866-GO-FOX-GO. Somebody will get back to you.
And Dennis Kozel, you are a friend, and it's the value of adding friends later in life. Because that's a cool thing.
I absolutely love
Shouldn't
that. Instead of saying, this
thing.
Is my boyhood friend, you can say, this is my grown-up friend that I just became friends with.
The next time, bring Sis with you.
Yeah.
Because we also enjoy her conversation. This has been Scafidiology, sort of a travel edition. We wove in some WTMJ Outdoors, which you'll hear on Saturdays at 2. Always love talking with all of you. You can find us wherever you get your podcasts, or certainly at WTMJ.com.